This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, you. Yeah, you, in the cafe. Did you know that a big portion of people who listen to Joy at work, just like you? Right now, times are very tough financially, and without your support, Joy may not be around to help you through your workday. So tell your next-door neighbour, your friends, and even your dad to head over to joy.org.au and help us build Joy Nation by making a donation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12.
You are on Christmas Magazine on Joy 94.9. I'm Macca. My co-host is Paul. Our next guest is Tony Walker, the CEO of Ambulance Victoria. Good morning, Tony.
Good morning, Macca. Good morning, Paul. Merry Christmas to you both.
And to you.
Merry Christmas, Tony.
So what happens in your day today, Tony? What are you up to?
Well, I've been up since about 6. Santa brought my 6-year-old a DJ mix set, so that's been playing havoc in our house this morning. And in the car at the moment, actually outside the McDonald's in Ballarat on the way to Maryborough to spend the day up there with my in-laws, which will be lovely.
Okay. So you're starting your day with a Macca's. How about that?
Oh. Well, I'm being good, but yep. I can say my wife and daughter aren't. So.
Okay.
Macca, I know someone else who started his day with Macca this morning.
Yeah, look, Macca started his day with a Macca's as well. But that's a bit of a Saturday morning tradition. So reflections on the year, Tony, and what you'd like to see for 2022, particularly, you know, all the folk at Ambulance Victoria, they've had a pretty tough year with COVID. What would you like to say to them, and what would you like to, you know, look forward to in 2022?
Well, it's been a big year, Macca, I've got to say. 2020 was big, but 2021's been huge for our people, and as they always do, they've stepped up and done an amazing job in protecting our community. I think this year we're obviously grateful to have vaccinations, so it's a bit different to where we were last Christmas. But the workload's still out there, and I just can't thank them enough, and those particularly today. We've got over 1,000 people working across the state today, away from their families, delivering care to our community, both paramedics, first responders, doctors, nurses, CUM staff, all our corporate support staff out there working today. And so I just thank you. And 2022, I think will be a better year, Macca, I've got to say. It's a year where it's going to be busy still, because I think our health system's been under enormous pressure and will be continuing to be in 22. But, you know, we're highly vaccinated as a community. We're dealing well to this new normal now. So I feel pretty optimistic. But for us, it's actually about giving our people a chance to have a break. So, you know, we're not going to be spending a whole lot of time trying to do a whole lot of new things, other than obviously some of the workplace reforms, you know, I spoke about a few weeks back. But other than that, it's about giving our people a chance to recharge, because they've worked hard for the last 2 years and they're exhausted and they need a break. And the community can help us with that as well. So, you know, importantly, saving 000 for emergencies and, you know, not using us if you don't have to. If it's an emergency, of course, call us. But if it's anything else, there are plenty of other services, nurse on call, your GPs, pharmacists and others you can go to get that sort of basic care, not calling 000 for that.
Good advice, Tony. Tony, just what is a normal day like? What is a Christmas day like for the paramedic teams? Is it a busier day than normal? Is it less busy? What type of stuff really is consuming their time?
It's a good question, Paul. It's variable. So, in generally speaking, it tends to be a quietish morning. It tends to get a bit busy in the afternoon, obviously, as families are starting to get a bit active. You'll often get people having heart attacks on Christmas Day. You'll get other emergencies, car accidents, the normal thing. Our staff, if they get a chance, will often have people will, you know, pull together and have meals at branches if they can get time there, although I've got to be honest, that's probably less likely today given, again, the pressure they're normally under. So one of the things we've done for our people is provided for the last few months, and we'll continue next year, free food at every hospital. So our staff can eat and drink anything they want to at any time. And so I expect some of them will be making most of that today, and enjoying a little meal with their mates at the hospitals or at the branches if they get a chance, and looking forward to getting off and getting time with their family tonight, or those coming on shift tonight, leaving their family tonight to come to work.
Someone once said, Tony, it might have been me, don't stand between a paramedic and a free feed.
Very true, Macca. Very true. I think it's been one of those things, you know, it's been hard for us to obviously give, you know, support them in the ways that we want to this year because of all the workload and demand. That's one thing we've been able to do, and we've just taken the opportunity at every health service to just to say, if you need to have a drink, a feed, anything, you can just go there, go to the cafeteria, it's all covered, and you and your mates can have something to eat and at least recharge before you get to the next job.
Yeah.
Tony, just a question for me. I mean, you're a man of many hats. You're a husband, you're a father, you're a leader in a big organization. How have you managed to juggle all of those various things over the last couple of years or so? Because it's a lot of people have struggled through the last 12 months or so, but it certainly means that, you know, you as one of those busy people have had to do a lot of stuff that a lot of other people working have had to do. How have you done that?
It's about being constantly aware of the balance and what's important. One of my colleagues said to me many years ago, and it's always stuck with me, that, you know, you're always juggling balls in any sort of leadership role, and there are crystal balls and rubber balls, and you can let those rubber balls bounce, and they'll pick them up a little later on, but you can't drop the crystal balls. And I think for us, and for me particularly, it's about recognising those crystal balls are things like family, caring for our people, and trying to constantly recognise you can't do it all. You've just got to prioritise the things that are important, and making sure you don't prioritise work over your family, which is so easy to do on these jobs, and, you know, you don't get a second go at that. So that's probably the thing for me. It's about constantly recognising you can't do it all along. I'm very good people to support you, but just making sure you don't, your families are put the number one, because it's so easy to sacrifice that in these sorts of roles.
Look, I agree, Tony. It is a balance. Look, I want to thank you for making yourself available during the year, and particularly today. Today's show is, you know, for people who are actually constantly surprised that we're actually live to air today, but, you know, to provide a little bit of company for people, you know, who may not be with family or friends or whatever, and, you know, to provide and we're getting lots of messages, you know, to provide some live radio and hopefully a little bit of entertainment for them.
Oh, it's wonderful, Macca. It's a great opportunity to chat to your wonderful audience and to you and Paul as well. Thank you for all you've done this year. You're a constant every Saturday morning to our community, and I know it means a lot to a lot of people out there. So thank you both.
Thank you.
Thanks, Tony. Have a good day, Tony,
and make sure when you go through that drive-through that what is passed through is not for you.
Oh, come on, Macca, an extra tab of chips would be fine.
Oh, I suppose. Yeah, look, you can have a small strawberry shake, Tony.
I'll have a small strawberry shake for you, Macca.
Okay, there you go.
Merry Christmas, Tony.
Cheers.
Merry Christmas, Paul. Merry Christmas, Macca. Have a great day.
Cool, and have a great one, Tony.
Thank you.
Saturday Magazine, every Saturday from 10 until noon on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.